I'm Darren Stone. It's 17th of May 2013 and I'm with my grandmother Florence Daniels and asking about the Tilty All Our Stories Second World War project. You were born 1922, so you were 17 when the war first started. So what do you remember about it? How did you first hear about it and what do you remember when it first started?
On the radio, didn't we?
And you were all listening around the radio, were you?
Well,
you were still at home at that time?
Oh yes, when Mum and Dad.
So tell us the story about the barn then.
Well, it's just an old barn in the front with double doors, what they used to call double doors. And they were very windy that morning and the wind blew them together and we were all stood at the front, Mum, Dad and neighbours and everybody else. And hearing this bang, we thought that was a bomb fell somewhere.
You thought they'd come to get you straight away?
And then, what was the next part? There were several different things, wasn't there?
So what were you saying about the work you were doing then? You were working, where were you working at the start?
Making parachute material. Yeah, parachute material. You know, for the planes, for the parachutes when they use them.
And at the time you lived at Little Yeldon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Little Yeldon. And you worked in Halstead?
Halstead. Yeah, the mill was in Halstead.
A big mill down the bottom by the mill pond at the bottom of Halstead.
That's right, yeah.
So what was that? Was that for Courtaulds?
Courtaulds, yeah.
So what were you doing there then? What did you do on a daily basis then? You worked on the looms?
Yeah, on the looms, yes. You had two looms. One at the back of you and one at the front, but you can run them both together, you see. Mm. So, but we used to, put off at least do one, what they call a spool a day, and that was a huge, great, well, it was ever so heavy, you know, two people had to carry it, and then that went on a lorry, I suppose, that went to some airport or something where they made it out, didn't they?
So you made sort of big lengths of material for the parachutes,
yeah?
Yeah. And what were they were made of what, silk?
No, they made with nylon. I'm sure that was nylon. I can get that now, just there, and so you can see what it is.
Yeah.
It's ever so fine. And I mean, it's old now. I don't know why I kept it, because just a souvenir, I suppose.
So you were working there all through the war, were you?
No, not all through the war, because I had Jenny 1945, wasn't it? Yeah, well, I didn't go back to work anymore, because the war was over when I was allowed back again, to work again. And I didn't need really, because Fred was demobbed at the end of the war. And then he came home and, you know, the war was finished then.
You moved to Dunmo shortly after the war. What were you saying about when you had Mum, when you were in hospital after you had Mum in Colchester? You just managed to avoid getting bombed.
Yeah, we were told in the hospital that was the last bomb. You know, later on, that was the last bomb that fell in the Essex area. Whether it was right or not, I don't know, but they always said so in the hospital.
So, well, Mum was born 22nd of March 1945, so that was a couple of days after she was born, was it?
Yes.
And was it far away? Did it break the windows or anything?
Oh, no, not in the hospital. That was quite a way away, that
one. Oh, you heard it, though?
Yeah, but this one at home, this was, when it broke the window. That was the one that fell at home on the other side of the church.
At Little Yeldon
Church, yeah.
What do you remember? It had an airfield near the Little Yeldon Ridgewell.
Oh, yeah, but it was quite near, wasn't it? Across Ridgewell.
So you remember the airplanes coming over?
Yeah. You could count them going out, and you know jolly well they weren't all coming back. Yes, because I went with a fellow. Well, I didn't go with him, but I was very friendly with him. He was a married man anyway. And he went out one day and we always used to go to a dance at Tilbury. They had a hall up there and we used to go up there to dance and or play, you know, anything in games like. And then there's one of the officers came and he said, Maxwell his name was, he said, you won't see Maxwell anymore, he said, because he went down last night, so I never saw him anymore, you see. But,
there was the Americans at Ridgewell, wasn't it? The Flying Fortresses.
Flying Fortresses,
so were you actually quite near the airfield where you lived then? Did you see them coming back or going out from the airfield?
Oh, we used to see them go out in the morning, and more often than not, we used to see one crash before it got out of sight. I remember running across the field, you know, you were only kids like that time, and ran across the field to see how many were killed in it, and, you know, it was all blue. Most of them were on fire, so you couldn't get near, because the police were doing as quick as what they are now to get there, were they?
So when they started, because they started building the airfields around about 42 or 43, yeah. So that must have been a huge change when you see all that going on and then the Americans coming over. And what did the local people think of that when the Americans came over then?
Oh, I don't know, scared or thing. And I know, I don't know, I think I was halfway through the war when, no, it was when them doodlebugs came over. That was a doodlebug from the other side of the church and had our windows out in front of
it. How was it?
Yeah, doodlebugs, that's what it was. Because they had doodlebugs, didn't they? And then they had, what else did they
have? Rockets and V2s. So did you hear it coming over then, or did you?
Oh, yeah, you could hear them. Oh, yeah, you could hear them easier now. I can't remember which one made the noise. I think
that was the doodlebug.
I'm almost sure it was.
Yeah, it was, because you didn't hear the other one.
No, you didn't. No, that was the one that took the windows out the other side of the church. It didn't make a noise, wasn't it? It wasn't a doodlebug, so it's a long while ago.
Yeah, I'll have to look that up then. So what did the local people of Yeldham House did think of the Americans then?
Well, they took to them, I think. I think the elderly people didn't so much, but the youngsters did. They got on ever so well with them. I mean, we used to have a little pub not far off where we lived, and they used to make themselves ever so friendly. You know, you used to go in, play games, and Christmas time we used to have a tree in the bar and things like that, and it was good with company. They were real good company, most of them were. But they were all changing because so many killed. I mean, it was awful, really.
They weren't there that long, really, were they? It was only really sort of a year and a half or 2 years, wasn't it, by the time they came and then by the time the war was over?
They didn't come at the beginning, did they? No.
But
when they gave you stockings, you know, you couldn't get stockings or anything like that those days. They weren't in the shop. And they'd get you some and bring them up to the base, and you used to go up there sometimes. And I went all over Brian Fortress, you know, when it stood on the green, yeah. Wouldn't you? And there, it was interesting in showing it. But obviously it now, you know, gone up the steps and gone through. Yeah.
You were saying they brought the kids sweets and
And ice cream and all that kind of harness. And then I had my sister-in-law living with me for quite a while because with her four children. And she, because her husband used to have to go abroad because he was an operator and engineer on the planes. And she lived with me for about several times, 6 weeks at a time. But several times over a period of time. But he was an American, and she married him and went back with him, and she didn't come back home anymore. So I haven't seen her for years and years now.
Who was this? What was her name?
Her name, Marjorie Daniels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I remember now. I remember Mum saying it.
But she loved it over there. She's a little bit younger than me. She's only about 6 months or so younger than me. So she's still a lawyer. And she had four children, but they all done well, because one of them was a brain doctor, and they were the eldest one. And he went to Harvard University, and then he went on, and he was ever so brainy. I think it's because they had their part of their school and earlier than they do in America, you see. So they got on ever so well. The whole four of them really made a name for themselves.
So you were saying about air raid, having to go in the air raid shelter when you were at work Helsted?
Yes, we used to have to run to the air raid shelter when the siren went. You know, you used to dread it really all day and every day. When very often, and whatever come over, you had to run and leave your work, shut it off, and go straight to the shelter. But in the end, I didn't go to the shelter because my friend, a great friend at work, she only lived a little bit up the road. And they got a nice shelter in the garden, so we used to run up there, and I used to run up there and go in with her.
So did Helsted ever get bombed then?
No, never. That was lucky, wasn't it?